This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is dedicated to Dave Chappelle. In fact, really, this podcast celebrates Dave Chappelle. It celebrates him as a man of principle. See, I'm not interested in honoring or celebrating celebrities just for being famous or being physically beautiful, but morally vacuous, you know what I mean? I only really celebrate people who have virtue, people of principle. And you might find it strange that I'm naming Dave Chappelle as a man of virtue when perhaps you might have thought some of his comedy over the years was pretty raucous or what have you. But you know what? It's comedy. And he shows his virtue in the fact that he's willing to stick to the principles of comedy, which is basically that it's okay to make fun of anyone. It's okay to make fun of white people, black people, gay people, transgender people. It's okay to make fun of rich people, poor people, anybody. And Dave Chappelle pulls it off expertly. He is the master comedian of our time. And he has refused to kowtow to the thought police and the social justice warriors that are ruining comedy for our time. And let's go back in the time machine just a little bit here, because I grew up listening to Richard Pryor and George Carlin. Seriously, when I was growing up back in the 70s, in the 80s, there was a radio show called Dr. Demento. Those of you my age or so, I'm 50, you may have heard of Dr. Demento. Well, Dr. Demento was a radio show. Where I grew up, it was on Sunday nights. So it was like a school night. I mean, because I had to wake up and go to school the next day. But my friends and I, we would stay up late just to hear Dr. Demento. And Dr. Demento would play the most insane comedy bits. And they were all edited to take out the profanity, but you could fill in the blanks. And so they played George Carlin. And they played funny songs. Like in that day, Al Yankovic was just coming on the scene with a song called Yoda, which was a satire remake of Lola. And we also had, what's that song? The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun? Which, of course, would not be even allowed anywhere today. It was a hilarious song about a homecoming queen who goes on a mass shooting spree in her school. Now, back in the 80s and the 70s and even the 90s, we were allowed to laugh. We were allowed to express comedy. We were allowed to make fun of ourselves and others. It was a much more fun time than today, all these tight-ass, left-leaning liberals who want to be your thought police and your speech police and your word Nazis, basically. And Dave Chappelle refuses to bow down to those people. But back in the day, we would listen to Richard Pryor, and we would listen to George Carlin. We would laugh our heads off. And to this day, I remember so many of the Richard Pryor bits. And Richard Pryor was arguably maybe the greatest comedian, well, certainly of his age, of his era. Maybe one of the greatest of all time. I think that's irrefutable, Richard Pryor. And I still remember his bits about Tupelo, Mississippi, and, being yelled at, clean up that vomit. And he said, or I'm going to shoot you. And he said, well, if you shoot me, who going to clean up the blood? N-word. I can't say it because I'm not black. But he said it, and it was hilarious. And Richard Pryor gave us permission to think outside the box. And so did George Carlin. Remember the seven words you can't say on TV? See, these men were not just comedians. They were philosophers. They were encouraging you to expand your thinking outside the constraints of the establishment, to step outside the rules, the mental prisons that have been constructed for you by society. And it's that adventurousness and that courage to step outside the mental prison that in fact was very formative in my life in particular. It's one of the reasons why I'm such an independent thinker. And of course, I've gone on to explore realms of science and food chemistry and food analytics. And, I've got patents. I'm an inventor. I'm a lab science guy. You know, I'm an author, a publisher, and all these things. And seriously, I credit a significant portion of that to the philosophy of independent thinkers like George Carlin and Richard Pryor, who just gave me permission to explore beyond the socially acceptable mental prisons. And that is what Dave Chappelle is doing today. And he's one of the few. He may be one of the last few. Well, inarguably, he's among the last to have the courage to do this. And Bill Burr has done quite a bit of this as well. Bill Burr is one of the greatest comedians of our current era, I believe. And he's taken a lot of heat for his comedy as well. And it seems like maybe he's toned down his comedy over the years, but Dave Chappelle has only amped it up, which I really admire. His latest bit on Netflix about Juicy Smollier, he was clearly lying. That is one of the greatest comedy bits of our time. And of course, the left is absolutely enraged by it because the left wants to take away your right to laugh. The left wants to make everything unfunny. You're supposed to conform to their hatred and their left-wing bigotry. You see, the thought police want to turn you into a bigot, and they want to run their word Nazis all up and down your backside and make sure that you only say what they allow you to say, and you only think what they allow you to think, and you can only laugh at what they allow you to laugh at, and you can't make fun of any of their people. You can't joke about Hillary Clinton falling down the stairs all the time, even though she did. Why? Because she was going to be president. You can't make fun of her. Of course, they can make fun of Trump's orange hair all day and grab him by the pee. You know what I mean? Grab him by the, whatever. You know, I'm not going to use profanity in this clip. But the double standard is sickening. And Dave Chappelle is clearly sick of it, too. And Dave Chappelle goes out there and he's got this connection with people that is so intimate. It's like you see Dave Chappelle on stage talking to you. He's not giving a performance. He's sharing his innermost secrets with his best friends. That's what it's like to listen to Dave Chappelle. And his innermost secrets are challenging the mental prisons of the establishment, just like Richard Pryor did, just like George Carlin did, and other great comedians of that era. There were, of course, many others. I'm really... Great comedy is always about shattering social norms. But the radical left today, the social justice warriors, have said that you can't challenge the social norms now. You have to conform. You have to bow down to their thought police. And that's not freedom, and that's not funny. And that's why comedy is dead in the land of the left. And that's why even when they have people to host the Oscars or all the different shows, they're not even funny anymore. That's why they've turned late night comedy into nothing but a Trump bash fest. And Saturday Night Live isn't even funny anymore. All it is a bunch of whiners and complainers bashing Trump and conservatives and Texans and Southerners all day. And that's not even funny. It's not even clever. It's not intelligent. Dave Chappelle, not only was the Dave Chappelle show downright hilarious and incredibly intelligent, incredibly funny. But Dave Chappelle's recent onstage comedy, stand-up comedy, is also incredibly intelligent. And again, there's just no one who can compete with his delivery and his intimacy with the audience. No one of our time is as good at comedy communication as Dave Chappelle. And by the way, speaking of other greats, George Carlin, you know, he would have had a field day with all this social justice BS of our day. George Carlin would have fought back against it very aggressively. He would have made fun of it. He would have teased these radical leftists and their thought police. Of course, George Carlin also would have probably attacked Trump quite viciously as well, because Carlin was no fan of conservatives. You know, he hated Bush, for sure. But really, more than that, Carlin hated the establishment, which is a rational thing to do. Carlin spoke out against the establishment, no matter who was president. And he spoke out against the, you know, the old rich white man's club that especially dominated society during the Bush era. you know, before Obama was president. Things were definitely a lot different back then. So, you know, even Carlin, he would have spoken out against what we're seeing today. And there's no doubt, too, that Dave Chappelle, I think what he is saying today would be strongly admired by George Carlin, were Carlin still alive today. No doubt in my mind that that would be the case. And you know, the courage of Chappelle really shines. In this recent Netflix show he did, there was a bit where he said, of course I'm paraphrasing, he said he's not against abortion, he's also not for it. And he thinks that women should be able to choose whether they want to have the baby or not, but if they want to have the baby, they shouldn't be able to force the father to pay for it. So that right there has driven the left absolutely insane, because leftists want to have decisions without consequences. They want to be able to have the baby and have total control over that decision of whether to abort the baby or have the baby, but then force the man to pay for half of it, even if the man wanted an abortion. And according to the left, you are not allowed to question that holy grail truth of abortion and leftism. And the fact that Dave Chappelle stood on stage there and questioned it, oh my God, that drove the left absolutely insane. And that's one of the reasons why Dave Chappelle is being so viciously attacked today by leftists, precisely because he refuses to bow down and repeat the accepted obedient lies of the abortion industry and the leftists that run it. And, you know, you may not agree with Dave Chappelle on everything, and certainly I don't either, but I do agree with his right to express his view without being browbeat by the thought police of the left. And Chappelle, in expressing his views without allowing himself to be censored, what he is doing is serving as a shining example, a real philosophical leader of our time, believe it or not. I know that may sound surprising, but that's what it seems like to me. A philosophical leader of our time. And in doing that, he is frustrating the self-censorship goals of the radical left. Because remember, ultimately what they want to do is force everybody to self-censor. And if people refuse to go along with the self-censorship and instead insist on being free to think and free to speak and free to laugh, as Dave Chappelle teaches us, then the radical left thought police, they lose. And their agenda crumbles. Their fascism crumbles because people like Dave Chappelle refuse to go along with it. And that is why Dave Chappelle should be celebrated, because he's got the courage, he's got the heart, he's got the philosophy, he's got the intellect and the communication skills to challenge the kind of radical left-wing fascist demands that actually make society less free and less fun and less real, you could say, as everything becomes artificial, everything becomes contrived under the control of radical left-wing fascism. And Dave Chappelle refuses to go along with that. Good for him. He's a real human being. He's a real man. And no matter what you think about comedy and what you think about his specific topics, I challenge you to find anybody else performing today in the world of comedy that has the courage of Dave Chappelle, at least at that size, at that audience. I mean, it's easy to be, you know, extreme and crazy if you're only talking to five people. But when you're Dave Chappelle, you know, you're talking to 500 million people through Netflix and other platforms. And that's where the pressure really comes on. That's where you get all the hate and the trolls and all the threats. And yet, he has refused to be kept down, to be oppressed by the thought police. And that really is something to admire. He's one of the greatest talkers and thinkers of our time. No exaggeration. He really is. And he fulfills a very important role in society, a role of teaching people how to be free. And I don't know who else is doing that. Politicians aren't doing that. Corporate leaders aren't doing that. They're just virtue signaling all the time, telling people to everybody should be gay, everybody should be transgender, everybody should chemically castrate their children. It's all virtue signaling now. Everybody should hate Trump. Everybody should hate America. Forget that. I'm going to applaud and I'm going to support people who are willing to speak the truth. That's people like Dave Chappelle. You know, doing good work, not just for America, but for humanity, just teaching you how to break the mental prisons. So thank you, Dave Chappelle, for what you're doing and all other comedians out there who are willing to take the stage and challenge the contrived norms of our time. All of you deserve our support. And we, the people, we will continue to support you. We'll buy tickets to your events. We will rent your movies. We will support you publicly. The more you keep challenging the lunatics, the more you'll get our support for being willing to speak out, just like Richard Pryor did and George Carlin and many other comedians that have come and gone. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my website at naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative free speech platform where you are able to speak freely. Brighteon.com. Check it out. Thank you for watching or listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.